Okay, I'm going to try my best and read as slow as possible, like my dad said. So I tend to read a bit fast, so you can just tell me if I'm reading too fast. Okay. I want to follow Jesus and live in his name because he has been so good to me. I'm going to go back to before I was born. My parents couldn't have children, so they decided to adopt. My older sister, who is now 20, she's old, wow, was adopted first, and I'm so happy she is my sister. I love you, Emily. About 6.5 years later, I was born on January 2nd, 2005. I was born 8 weeks premature and only weighed 3 pounds and 9 ounces. There are so many health problems with me. My parents tell me that it seemed like everyone was praying for me. God listened to all those prayers, and here I am now. I play sports, sing, and act. Without God's miracles, things could be way different. God picked out the perfect family to care for me. My mom and dad care so much about me, and I couldn't thank God enough for them. I'm only 14, so I make a lot of mistakes and ask God to forgive me, and he does. So when others can't, I know he will. God knows everything about me because he created me. Psalm 139 says, you know when I sit and when I rise. Psalm 139 also says, for you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. Because he has given me so much, I want to try my best and be the child he wants me to be. At night, I always pray before I go to bed. My friend calls it getting Jesus points, but I mean everything I say. I pray for the same stuff every time, but it's all meaningful. It goes like this. Dear God, thank you for my friends and family. Thank you for today and hopefully a good tomorrow. Forgive me for the sins I made today and help guide me to make the right choices. I want to pray for my future husband that he is kind and Christian. I want to pray for the homeless and for those who need food. And I pray everyone has a good night's sleep. Amen. The next day, I almost always feel refreshed. Jesus died on the cross to save us from our sins. So what's the point if we don't ask for forgiveness? God is always trying to tell me something. When I'm with my dad, he will tell me something. And at church or in youth group, we would be talking about the subject. And I will always say in my head, okay, God, I get it. This is going to come in handy. Thank you. Whenever that happens, it always amazes me. I always feel closer to God at Camp Squanto. This will be, I think, my 7th year going. I love camp so much. I never really understood what I called Jesus moments until 1 year at camp. It was Roundup, and we were singing songs, and one of the songs was indescribable. We were singing the verse that said, who tells every lightning bolt where it should go? And during that verse, lightning struck the middle of the big field. It was so amazing, and to me, it seemed to happen in slow motion. I could feel God's presence then. Another time, we were singing Psalm 139. Yeah, I'm obsessed with that. And everyone was getting emotional, and God's presence was really strong. Camp has taught me a lot about God, and that has helped me understand and want to live for Jesus. If God wasn't in my life, I don't know how things would be. He gave me so many talents and abilities and a great family and amazing friends. God put me on the earth to do things, great things, and I want to do what he wants me to do. I won't fear the future because God is right here beside me. That is why I want to follow him, Jesus. Yeah. So before I go, I have a few things to say because I think I have time. So I'm going into high school next year. That's big. Makes me feel old. Makes my parents feel old. And the Saturday before my confirmation, my mom had a party, so my family came, my family friends came, and they had amazing cards to give me, and they're telling me how I was getting old and made me feel like, yeah, I get it. I'm getting old. Yay. And then they're like, so you're in 8th grade now. You're going to high school. You think 8th grade was hard? Well, wait till you get to high school. And I'm like, great. Yay. But my history teacher recommended me for honors history, and I was hoping to get that. So I thank God for that because I'm like really, I have like a 92, 94 in that class. And I used to think that I am bad at school. I am going to fail every class. And I would pray like every night, like, okay, God, listen. I want to do good in school because I want to have a good career. So can you help me out, please? And here I am now with, like, passing everything except for French. Well, I have a 70 in that class, but to me that's failing. Because I was like, you know what, French is a cool language. My grandma knows French. I'm going to try this. And then I go into that class, and then I'm like, I made the wrong decision, because everyone was like, oh, it's going to be hard, but you can do it. I sit down and was like, okay, and then the teacher just starts talking in French and doesn't even pause to say it in English. I'm like, okay, we're doing this now. I do know how to, I'm not how to say it, but I do understand how when she says clear your desk when we're taking a test, and, oh, that just rhymed, Dr. Seuss, and, like, some other things, and I used to know how to ask, can I use the bathroom, but I forgot that now, because I don't ever use the bathroom, because, yeah, we're not going to go there, but back to my confirmation party, my mom's dying over there. Hi, Mom. I felt really blessed then because everyone was just talking about how amazing I was and, like, how wonderful person I am and that, like, God has great things for my future. And then what amused me was my mom's friend gave me holy water. And I'm like, what do I do with this? Because I've always heard about holy water, but, like, what do I need this for? And she's like, you can bless yourself with it. You can pray with it. What disappointed me a bit was that it's not like in the movies, because I've watched a lot of vampire movies and stuff. It's not like the movies when you pour it on them, they don't burn. I thought that would happen, but it doesn't. So, dang. But, yeah, so, and then school, there's a lot of people that at the moment, they're, like, not really nice. So I pray for them a lot, and when I pray, like, it's interesting. I can feel like that, like, God presence. I don't know how to explain it. It's weird, but, like, I feel like God is, like, there, and I'm just happy because they say in the Bible that God is there, and then sometimes I feel like he's not there, but then all of a sudden he's there, and I'm like, whoa. So, yeah, that's all I have to say because I can't think of a name. Yeah.